This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Last month, when the city attorney's office here in Los Angeles sued U.S. Bank over foreclosures that had been abandoned and left to rot, it reminded us just how long we've been in this mess and how damaging it's been to communities all over the United States. I can't tell you how many reports we've done on the foreclosure story, how many homeowners we've talked to and banks and politicians, how many solutions have been proposed and ignored. 4 or 5 years after the bubble popped, the narrative hasn't changed much. But today, a perspective that maybe you haven't heard before, from Officer Eric Young of the LAPD Southeast Division.
We are going to go to the east side of the division, which is north of Imperial Highway and east of Wilmington Avenue. So.
We're heading out on a tour of what the foreclosure crisis has wrought in Watts, an area of Los Angeles infamous for riots and gangs, and these days, boarded up vacant homes.
So as we head over there, talk us through what you have seen over the last 4 years as the housing bust has hit this division.
You know, several years ago, property crimes took a back seat to all the violent crime we had. But now, as our violent crime goes down, the department, the city, we're focusing more on our property crimes.
Property crimes. That's burglary, trespassing, vandalism. All hallmarks of the housing crisis. There were more than 1,500 foreclosure actions over the last year in a single zip code here, according to RealtyTrack. And before we arrive at that zip code, a warning.
You know, I'm not going to be doing any traffic stops or anything like that with you guys in the car. For safety reasons, though, if anything happens, just push this orange button on my radio. If I can't do that, this little orange button right here, and they'll find us, okay?
Officer Young has served in Southeast Division for 12 years. His area of responsibility is the smallest in size, highest in crime. But it's the evolution in the type of crime he battles that brought us to this ride-along.
4 years ago, no, I'd say about 3 years ago, it was probably at its worst. On any given day, I'd probably have 45, 50 vacant homes in my area.
There are 68 documented criminal street gangs in LAPD Southeast Division. Because of the foreclosure crisis, those gangs and the area's homeless population have a whole lot more housing to choose from.
This is an interesting place right here. It's sat vacant for about 2.5, 3 years. There was a homicide in that garage that went unnoticed for quite some time.
Quite some time?
Probably a couple weeks before we got to it.
2 weeks?
Probably. It was pretty much based on the smell that it created. So we're going to park the car right here.
We parked in front of a boarded-up split-level house fronted by a wire fence with a big hole cut out of it. This property on Kalmaya Street in Watts is in foreclosure. 2,300 square feet, list value $115,000 on the real estate website Redfin.
As of this morning, these homes are owned by J.P. Morgan. And
how long have they been unoccupied?
3 years at least.
3 years?
At least, yes. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Hey, who you with?
Turned out that morning, a crew from Field Asset Services turned up at the house. FAS is contracted by banks to send cleanup crews to abandoned properties all over the country. William Perez was the crew chief for this job on Kalmaya.
I started 3 years ago, and my cousin told me there would be 6 days a week, 80 hours a week. I laughed at him. Oh, come on. You're not serious. 6 days a week, 80 hours a week. That's what we got. People say it'll slow down, but with the amount of houses that are on foreclosure already, I'll be working for the next 2 years straight. Hello?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I don't know if I could finish it today because there's a lot. There's, I think, 60 cubes.
60 cubes is 60 cubic yards of trash on this property.
Be super careful where you step, guys. But this is typical of what you'll find in a vacant home around here. This is very typical.
Officer Young made his way to the back, to a garage strewn with filthy mattresses and drug paraphernalia and plastered in graffiti.
Okay, the gang took it over. This is Fudgetown Mafia Crips. I mean, that's their gang sign, you know. So they were here first. And then come the people, the homeless people, you know, the narcotics users. And this is good dig. I mean, you know, you got four walls and a roof. Living large.
In this particular property in Watts, we've had crews out at the property on average once a week for the past 4 months.
Gary Kishner is a spokesman for J.P. Morgan Chase.
And unfortunately, at this particular property, individuals in the community have been dumping.
Broken beer bottles and baby cribs, old toys, dirty clothes, over and over again. Jenny Schutz has researched the effects of the housing crisis for the USC Price School of Public Policy. She says banks are loan providers, not landlords, and simply aren't equipped to handle the maintenance on millions of empty foreclosures.
They don't want to be maintaining the lawns. They don't want to be doing the exterior maintenance, doing security. And they also haven't been able to sell them and get them out of the inventory because we have such a glut at this point.
Hey.
All of that is, quite frankly, irrelevant to the people living near these blighted homes, whether they're in multi-million-dollar subdivisions or far down the economic scale here in Watts.
That means people are going over there to the vacant property. They urinate and trash.
48-year-old Elaine Brown came out of her home across the street. She's lived here since March.
And you know, I could come home late at night. I don't know, and it's so dark over there. I can't see, you know, when I'm coming home, who's over there, who could come out of there and jump out on me.
Who do you blame for this situation?
I blame the banks. Bottom line, I blame the banks.
What do you think they should have to do?
Really, to be honest with you, because it's moving too slow for a buyer, tear it down. Tear it down, and that's it.
If you'd like to see some photos of the house on Kalmaya Street and Officer Young, they're at marketplace.org.